This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A company led by a former law enforcement officer will conduct an audit of the use of force by the Colorado Springs Police Department. Pennsylvania-based Transparency Matters will look at demographic data involving use of force. It will also examine any disparities and make recommendations later this year. Colorado's newest member of the House has hit a roadblock in her effort to carry a firearm openly in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says Republican Lauren Boebert would be breaking the law if she openly carries a gun in the city. He says there are no exceptions to the district's ban on all open carry. Conte plans to contact Boebert directly about her intentions, but she says she knows the law.
And so the D.C. Chief of Police is welcome to contact me. I don't know if he's contacting each and every person to make sure that they're following all the traffic laws. If I said that I was coming to drive in Washington, D.C., maybe he needs to call me.
Boebert says she'll carry her weapon lawfully, but did not go into detail about her plans. John Elway is stepping down as general manager of the Denver Broncos after 10 years at the helm. The former star quarterback will stay on as president of football operations. During Elway's tenure, the Broncos won a Super Bowl in 2016, but haven't been back to the postseason since then. 55 degrees in Denver, it's 35 in Vail, 30 in Grand Junction, 48 degrees in Colorado Springs, 54 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.